877-608-01.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I rarely do a whole hour without taking phone calls, but I did because I was going over eugenics, and it's so important. It's what our whole society is based on. I know we have callers from Africa, Austin, Florida, you name it, and your calls are coming up this hour. Carl, Ben, and many others. We'll go to Africa first, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Look, I didn't even get into all the other news I wanted to cover, how they're selling the public that humans are bad, and so sterilizing us, having one-child policies, having all these new green taxes openly paid to private banks and to Al Gore. Yes, he owns one of the big carbon trading companies, actually two of them, controlling stock in it. How this is good. This is sick neo-feudalism, ladies and gentlemen. And when you hear about Bill Gates, you know, and his wife, they gave $40 billion to help Planned Parenthood in Africa. And, oh, Warren Buffett outdid him. He gave 40-something billion. When you actually go through and find out, they put that in tax-free investments. So they don't have to pay taxes on it. Then they take the extra money off the top and fund the vaccines and the rest of it and the sterilizations and the birth control. Very, very sick, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's what's really happening. So after I take some calls, I'm going to get back into this. Also, TV shows like ABC News, Earth 2100, and I went ahead and finally watched this. And it just came out last week. And it's the Earth is going to completely die because there's too many people. If we don't reduce the number of people, the Earth will die and we will all die. So the yuppies watch it and go, yeah, we got to start killing people or we won't have our SUVs. Total bull. Teaching you to have artificial scarcity. Teaching you to give up your liberties and freedoms. They have this other video produced by George Soros and a bunch of people called The Home Project. And they're copying our model. The model I literally pioneered 10, 12 years ago with the first big viral videos on the web. That is the first viral political videos. They had other ones, you know, we were kid with a lightsaber jumping around or whatever. Or, you know, bloopers videos or whatever. But, you know, I had films and videos online 10, 11 years ago that were getting millions of views. We pioneered that unknowingly. And now all my films are the most viewed on YouTube and Google. The Obama deception, last time I counted it up, when it had been out 2 months, it's been out about three now. When it had been out 2 months, I spent about 45 minutes counting it up, and it had 15 million plus views. And I had Psychology Today on the phone with me doing this big cover story. You know, kind of a hit piece, I'm sure. And he said, so your film's had about 1 million views online. I said, no, it's 15 million last time I checked. Oh, sure. And I said, here, Google Obama deception right now. And I said, okay, click on the first link. What's that say? 2.2 million. What's the next link say? 1 million. What's the next link say? 2 million. What's the next link say? 500,000. What's the next link say? I said, you want to keep counting here? You want to keep counting here? That's what you want to do. They can't stand that. They can't stand they're not in control. They can't stand that nobody can challenge them, that nobody's able to resist them. They can't stand it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why George Soros, with millions of dollars of funding, with a bunch of other big companies, you can look at all the globalists and all the effeminate, decadent New World Order companies, mainly you know, designer clothing that fund this anti-human, the Earth's going to die, humans are bad, we got to restrict everything we do, and it's like a cult. People won't water their yards, even though they're on well water, like we're running out of tap water, like we're running out of aquifer water when it's replenished. You're being taught you're bad. You're being taught to live with less. Sure, we should have cleaner systems. Sure, we should develop new systems. That's not what this is. This is about a control group hijacking humanity. If you read the Royal Commission on population put out by the British government in 1949, you'd know they actually stopped clean power systems from going in the third world so that they would increase their numbers to actually hurt their population so they'd eat up all their resources so they could be controlled. Then they said they'd use soft kill weapons to wipe out the larger mass after they used the huge population explosion to hamstring them. This isn't about environmentalism. This is about cold-blooded control. And until you've read UN actuaries on this, don't you sit there and laugh at me, some of you people out there, and tell me this isn't true. It's true. And you're being attacked by it. There's all these programs, all these shows. They're brainwashing the kids in schools. I got stacks of mainstream news where the cops are training kids to tattle on their parents. And cops are saying, spy on your neighbors. We're in deep trouble, folks. And the same programs happening in Africa and Australia and the U.S. are happening everywhere else. This is global. We're under a new world order. They talked to you like you were little kids for decades and told you the new world order didn't exist. Remember? And then now they're all the news saying, oh, it does exist. It'll save the global warming. It'll save the currency and stock market banking problem. It's the very bankers that run it that created the crisis. Please, what I'm telling you is absolute fact. We're all in great danger here. And I know they taught you to be smug and smart-mouthed and arrogant and on power trips. I know they taught you not to care. I know they taught you you were the elite. You're not the elite. You stupid, fat, dumb soccer moms calling in to local news stations saying, kill all the blacks and Mexicans, abort their babies for the environment, and so we won't have thugs. You are idiots. Even if you were cold-blooded, don't you understand that anything that can be done to them can be done to you, you fool, and it is? You're idiots. You think you can go around crapping all everybody and it ain't going to come back on you, you stupid twit? You really want? You go look at those little black kids you're wishing weren't alive. You look at those human beings, those sweet little humans. You're filth. You're trash. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl. Let me tell you something. You think there's too many people? Kill yourself. How dare you say kill little babies? If there's too many people, then you need to off yourselves. And I'm not saying do that. But it's a lot more extreme for you to be saying, let's kill little black and Mexican kids. I'm sick of you. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Florida. No. Actually, the first caller I want to get to is from Africa. Won't give his name. Says he's in the military. Let's go ahead and take the call from Africa. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Are you over there with AFRICON?
Yeah, they just stood up last October.
So you're in Kenya? That's AFRICON's command base, correct?
Yeah, it's in that vicinity in that part of the region.
Okay, you're in command. Tell the slaves about command base AFRICON.
What's that?
Tell the slaves out there about command base AFRICON. They don't even know about the AFRICON operation.
Well, AFRICON took over this area here. They just stood it up. It's supposed to replace the previous command, and their focus isn't on the African region and this whole area because
before AFRICON was a subgroup of CENTCOM, right?
That's correct. CENTCOM was running this area, but CENTCOM is focusing more on the Afghanistan, Iraq region, and so they brought up AFRICON to basically work this area.
Well, tell me why you're calling from the U.S. military AFRICON, sir.
What's that?
Tell us why you're calling from AFRICON.
Well, I wanted to call you, Alex, and tell you thank you very much for the work you're doing. I was just listening to you for the last hour and 3 minutes that, you know, you get a little worked up, and I understand your passion. But you know what? Some people don't have the ears to hear. And you can yell at them till you're red in the face, and they'll never get it.
Because they're slaves.
They're done. It's just that's why I keep telling a lot of my buddies here to listen to you here so they can learn stuff. But they laugh and it's a big conspiracy. They laugh and they think it's a joke. And it's just I tell them, you know what? I'm glad the country's in the position it is right now because that's exactly what you wanted. Because every time you sit there and drink your beer and watch your damn sports and you're not paying attention, you brought it upon yourself. Now you're going to suffer the wrath of it. Because if it takes that extreme for them to wake up, then so be it. If they have to go down to the bottom of the hole to wake up, to change things in our country, and to put this crap aside and to fix what the problem is with these elitists, and these control freaks.
Okay, stay right there. Hold on. Stay right there. I know you've already held an hour, so why not hold more? I'm going to come back, let you make your original point you called in about before I distracted you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 980.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,868.504.34 for the half ounce and 252.17 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,868.504.34 and 252.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads a attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Go back to Africa. Got one of the military people over there in Kenya. You originally tried to call in about something happening in Kenya. Go ahead, then I'll get to everybody else. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, Alex, I just wanted to basically say what I said. Although, in Africa, the military is helping a lot with the people here, which is a good thing.
That's PR. Hold on. See, they'll have you build bridges, put in medical clinics, and the doctors in there getting malaria and fighting the bugs, wanting to help little black kids, they don't know they're injecting them with different vaccines that have had different compounds added. They've been caught, mainstream news, adding hormones to tetanus to sterilize women, adding HIV to different injections. I mean, they've been caught, but see, it's compartmentalized.
Well, the things that we do over here, we'll help them with some things, but as a medical aspect, the problem they have with a lot of their clinics is they put a lot of the Kenyans or the Africans through college, to medical school and stuff like that, and they never come back. They stay in the United States, or they go to Britain, or they go somewhere else where they can make money. That's the big problem they're having here, is they don't come back to do medical work in their communities or in the country. So
I agree, and that allows Bill and Melinda Gates. That allows Bill and Melinda Gates and all them to fill up the vacuum.
Right, which is a real bad thing, because the people of Africa are actually really good people, and I've had meeting a lot of nice people over here, and they're decent people.
Are you seeing a big Chinese presence vying for control in Africa?
There is a major struggle, in a sense, that continues over here between different nations, like the Arab nations, Chinese nations, and just different countries. They come in and they help build infrastructure within the country or in the continent, and basically making relationships with them. So they can work together in different things.
Yeah, that's to get at the resources. Well, God bless you, sir. Good
Absolutely.
To hear from you, and thanks for spreading the word there in Africa. God bless you. Take care. Okay, there in East Africa, folks. Let's talk to Ben in Austin. Ben, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, absolutely, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Where do we start with this conversation? How do we get people to understand that these globalists are a Luciferian cult of, pedophiles?
They are. I mean, they really are. I mean, even Vanity Fair does a cover story admitting the men are all having homosexual sex at Bohemian Grove, all the Christian conservative leaders, and then it's funny, and then we're still bad to report it and say they're hypocrites. You know, my whole issue is, look at the Aztecs, look at the Romans, look at all the craziness that every government turns into. And think about Tuskegee and the radiation experiments and all the stuff government over and over again has been caught doing to the medical system. And then we're just going to trust them now. And then it comes out for 36 years they've been taking our blood at birth without asking us, for a secret DNA database at Cold Springs Harbor, which is the Eugenics Records Office. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you take that step and believe that these people are a Luciferian cult of pedophiles, that falls right in line to feminism destroying families, the eugenics destroying families. You know, we can talk about the cremation of terror ritual at Bohemian Grove. You know, it's a druidic absolution ritual, designed to put all of the sins of these globalists.
Exactly. You got ultra-rich elites that are sick of everything normal. They're sick of the best-looking mistress. They're sick of 15 houses and 10 Learjets. They like cutting little kids' heads off. I appreciate your call. I mean, they like snuff films. I mean, they like evil. Believe me, it's not just a pedophile ring. But, folks, it's so hellish. It's so hellish what's running things, and the public just isn't ready to accept it. And that's why you're going to get everything you got taken, folks. But you'll remember what I said later and then fight back. That's what's important. Down the road, you're going to remember this show. It's never too late to fight the globalist. And I know you're in denial because you were trained to be cowards from birth, but you can wake up and be men and women again. Steve in Houston, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, I had an interesting conversation earlier today with a lady at church, and she was mentioning to me she has a bunch of apartment complex properties here in the Harris County area just outside of Houston. And she just mentioned to me out of the blue how that she's had wells drilled for these properties so she doesn't have to be on city water, municipal water supply. Well, now the county of Harris is making her pay for that water, and they are charging her at the rate of 2.5 million gallons, I think it's per month, rather than less than 300,000. And I asked her if they put a meter on it. She said, no, all they're doing is estimating. And so I launched into from that about what they did in what's that country down in South America? Argentina. And I said, here, you know, they did the same thing, and then they had people getting bills of $2,000 and upwards per month.
No, no, that's it. That's it. And I totally agree with you. Let me explain this. And the UN brags, that's why everything's about water. You hear about Boone Pickens. Oh, he wants to help put windmills in the panhandle. No, that's the biggest aquifer in the U.S. His deal is actually to get that water. So they teach all the yuppies that there's no water left, so they'll accept artificial scarcity, just like they tell women diamonds are precious when they're semi-precious stones. Rubies and emeralds are actually precious. Diamonds are crap. They're just geographically only in Africa, one place in Arkansas, a small area in Canada, and a few areas in Australia. And the globalists bought all those areas up. Diamonds just lay all over the ground. Diamonds are semi-precious. They're not even at the top of the scale for semi-precious. But they tell women they're semi-precious. I mean that they're precious. They advertise you got to have them. Same thing with water. They tell you, don't use water. We're out of water. There's no water. They'll show you a lake when it goes down. What, it's a man-made lake to begin with, and you know, meant to do that. And they train you. And that's why all these big water districts that are really semi-private are going around snatching water, using taxpayer money to do it. And they're going to artificially tell you there's no water. They're doing it all over the world and double, triple, quadruple. And by law in California and Texas, they're installing them without telling the public that the new, quote, smart thermostats, they remote control in your house. And so they're just, again, that's what globalism is, ripping you off, scamming you, squeezing you. And, yes, all over the country and the world, it's the same people run it all, they're charging you for your own well water. They're coming in to established 100-year-old wells with plenty of water. They're saying you can't drill wells. They're saying water's not renewable. They're saying trees aren't renewable. You see, the globalists are monopoly men. The ultra-rich and wealthy got their power through government. See, conservatives, mainline conservatives won't tell you, big corporations run the government. They are bigger than most governments. Of the 100 biggest economies, over 50 are now corporations. You understand? They are government. And the left says all corporations are bad and government's good. So, see, the right's defending big corporations, the left's defending government as if those two are fighting when they all work together. And until this scam is realized, we're in deep trouble. Can I cram one more in? All right, we're going to come back and go to Peter, and we're going to go to John, Carl, Chris, and others. But does anybody care out there that I just explained to you that all the major wealthy people of the world are allowed to put their money into tax-free foundations, but only if the profits go for eugenics? Do any of you care that almost every major biological weapons scientist that I know of, if you go read their graduate papers to be accepted to biowarfare, they are eugenicists talking about killing humanity? Do you like that the folks that work at the bioweapons labs want you and your family dead? You understand they're building a police state lockdown grid, so once they have their new world order grid in place, they're going to up the ante and start killing people faster and in more obvious ways. I know you won't believe me, but after they kill you and your family, you might.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to rampage through your calls and get into a bunch of this economic news and police state news today. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in California. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was wondering, I don't know if you've covered this or not. I don't know if anyone else has. Why wasn't Obama's grandmother at his inauguration?
Well, that would be an embarrassment to have his grandmother, who runs around on video saying he was born in Kenya, and now she saw him born in the village. And, of course, he said he had no Muslim roots. It was all made up. Now that he goes over to the Middle East, he says, you know, everything in Muslim, and I have Muslim roots, which is fine if he had them. It's the issue that he lied about it and was very deceptive about it. But again, he's the eugenics president. They need a brown face on the New World Order to sucker everybody in. He's just suckering the Arabs of the Middle East in, just like he suckered the United States in. I mean, he lied about everything he said he would do.
I don't know if he really lies. He could be so MK-altered that it might not be lying.
Yeah, well, before somebody emails me because they're ignorant and says his grandma died 2 days before he won the election or 2 days after he did or whatever, the one in Hawaii that put him through school, she died of cancer. But the other grandma is still kicking last time I saw, telling news cameras. Of course, he won't talk about all his aunts living in shacks or his brothers living in shacks or his aunts, are living illegally in Boston, literally in shacks. I mean, I've got family that isn't doing too well sometimes, and I send them money. But no, this is filth. This is trash. This is somebody who's made, $10 million off his book, and his family doesn't get jack crap because that narcissistic, lying slimeball is evil. And, you know, again, everything about him is a lie. He's 6% black. He's half white, 44% Arab on record. His daddy's an Arab. His cousin Odinga's an Arab. who was always attacking the Kenyans. The Arabs are the Muslims are the minority over there, and Odinga rules it. And when he was in the Senate, Obama's own documents came out where he was telling Odinga how to stage riots to contest the election and take over the country illegally. Obama is a hardcore criminal, and that's what my film, The Obama Deception, exposes, period.
You think you might have mentioned this in your second Obama film?
Yes, it's all going to be in there. I wanted to hit stuff in The Obama Deception about how he said he was going to get out of these countries, but he lied. How he wasn't going to hire lobbyists, but that's all he hired. How he said he would make all the bailout money and stimulus money public, and now he makes it secret. About how he's funded by the globalists, how he funds eugenics, how he's going to have forced youth brigades, and now they've got him on TV in red and black uniforms marching, telling the high school kids they've got to go march in red and black uniforms. I mean, it's happening, folks. He's got over a dozen bills introduced to basically end the Second Amendment, and every time we bring it up, the media says it doesn't exist.
Well, if a mainline reporter did ask any questions like this, I mean, he would definitely be out of a job, you know, fairly soon. So they're all controlled. Every one of them.
Absolutely. And the Republican, you know, I'm not even so much worried about Barack Obama. He's bad news. They're trying to make him the messianic savior. I've got news clips where they call him God on CNBC and MSNBC. They go, you know, he's like president of the world. He's like God. I'm going to play that clip tomorrow because I want to save it so people can actually see the video when we simulcast the weekday show at PrisonPlanet.tv. They say, he is God. And then I have this weird thing of Bill Clinton. Don't let me forget where they say Bill Clinton is the Prince of Peace, like Jesus, in San Antonio. And then I got him saying David Rockefeller is like Superman saving the black children when the guy openly, you know, this whole foundation's about murdering blacks. I mean, it's on record, the Rockefeller Foundation. Google History of Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. It was established by the Rockefellers. I mean, you just can't make this up. Everything Hitler did was from these people. John in Tampa, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to wrap this up, how they're tying in the squeeze here locally on us real quick about stuff that's just, like, happening right in the front of the headlines. You know, like, we belong to a co-op electric company, which is smaller, so they sent out our, like, carbon tax is going to be $600 more a year for our power.
Yeah, no. They're passing carbon taxes everywhere. It's going to destroy industry. They claim the economic stimulus on the news is the carbon tax, which, where China and India and Mexico and hundreds of other countries have zero carbon cuts. It, only we got to pay it. Folks, this is the shut us. Sorry, go ahead.
See, the thing is, though, Alex, that a lot of, like, big progressive power and all the power companies are there.
The jackass liberals love it. I mean, I meet these neurotic neighbors. I go, why is your yard dead? People that are on wells. And they say, oh, I can't water. It'll hurt the earth. Listen, you idiot. There's a life cycle. Take the water out of the ground. It goes up into the clouds. It comes back down. You idiots. Sorry, you're being...
Listen to this, okay? The police charged an accident victim. She wasn't even charged in the car accident. She got a bill two or three weeks later for $400 for accident reporting.
No, I know. The police admit that they're writing everybody tickets, squeezing everybody. They're arresting ambulance drivers that turn their lights on now. I mean, everything's falling apart. I have a bill I haven't gotten to yet that is going to the governor's desk that says no more Fourth Amendment, no more Bill of Rights, the CPS can kidnap any kids they want. I mean, it's just totally criminal. And the CPS, I was given 5-6-year-old numbers. They were 5 times more likely Justice Department to abuse kids. Now I got the new numbers this week. I got it here in the article. They're the 7 times more dangerous than any other group, and they study all groups, is governments with kids in custody. CPS are the ones that need to be shut down. They say no matter how many kids they kill, no matter how many pedophiles join CPS because they can rape kids and get away with it there, no matter how bad it is, it's still to save kids. It's okay if they kill 100 kids to save one kid, and all they do is advertise how parents are bad. I was reading on one of the local news sites that was criticizing all of this, sir, you know, showing the bill, and the CPS workers are going, families are evil. Parents abuse their children. No, the statistics don't lie. You do, you degenerate scum that violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Go ahead.
Well, listen, you know, I mean, like you talk about this stuff, but I'm seeing it here locally. And
I know. They're taking over.
Believe it or not.
Listen, I've had senators on.
Alex, listen. There's 50 protesters out there now just saying, where happened to my kids? I mean, on this corner,
hey,
we're
Rob,
taking their kids.
There with the headphones on,
I know. They pick them up. Listen, I had a senator on from Georgia. And it's and she named the names. It's in the newspaper where they go to school and they go and eat a blonde-haired kid. Somebody wants a black-haired white girl that's got a beauty mark. And they literally just grab your kids. I mean,
listen. Okay. I was in Target. And, I got targeted for pickup in Target. I'm not making this up.
What happened?
Okay, you know, you seem like, well, I go in there, like, I work construction, I'm a construction worker, I got a certain kind of stance, like iron workers or whatever, you know, I walk in, and I think that's why I was targeted for the cameras. But before even this happened 2 months ago, I saw like 300 of those bubbles they got over a Super Target store. They're like 15 feet apart, the bubble, the camera bubbles.
Oh, I know, they're training you over the top. Where when you go to the beach now, there's surveillance cameras and things scanning your face. Folks, listen to me. Even if you think CPS are the greatest people on earth, why did we have due process before? Why are they taking children? They already take kids without warrants and without judges' orders. And then they got their own sickening family courts, and it comes out in national news that these family courts, everyone they look into, the judges are being paid kickback on the number of kids they take. There's federal bounties. They grab over 1 million kids every year. And it makes me mad. The government is a bunch of child kidnapping trash. Don't you know about the eugenicist Nazis kidnapping everybody's kids and the Soviets and the communist Chinese? It's the same thing. It's what government does. Kids are valuable. There's people that want to adopt them. This is how they operate. This is how they work. And it just tears my guts out, man. It tears my guts out to know I'm right about this, to know it's real. Now, I'm going to tell you about this bill when we get back. I forgot to get to it. It's going to the governor's desk. By the way, this bill wasn't even passed. After it was in committee, Kirk Watson tagged it onto a bill through corrupt House rules. I tell you, there's nobody worse in the Texas Senate than Kirk Watson, that unbelievable monster.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You know something? I'm going to say it again. People get upset and fired about their hockey team or about the Cowboys or about Michigan State or whatever. I get upset. I mean, I read the CPS orders where they file fake reports and are so lazy. They won't even file the report with the right kid's name in one case I covered. It was just a wrong name. They said the kid was three. It was a newborn baby. They went and snatched it. No judge, no jury. Well, now they've introduced a bill. Well, it's not even that. They can have your medical records. They can snatch your kid, anything. Now, this will get thrown out by the Texas Supreme Court. And they're doing this because they snatched those 400 kids. And I don't care if those were weirdos out there. They get their due process. And they had to release them. Remember with the Mormons split off group? So they're trying this. And Kirk Watson, I remember him grabbing all that land out west of Austin and making taxpayers pay for it. They wouldn't let the people that owned it build on it, saying because of salamanders. As soon as Kirk Watson, his little private bank out there on the edge of town, as soon as that happened, oh, we can build ranchettes on this now. Yeah, we can let select developers build stuff out there. When he was mayor of Austin, these people make, but they're for the earth, just like the liberals, you know, just like the, oh, Margaret Singer loves the black people. Ted Turner and David Rockefeller had a secret meeting to reduce the blacks' numbers because they love them so much. Oh, it's so liberal. You see, they can't come take your house or your kids or your land. They just come and say, I'm taking it. You'll fight back. But if they come and say, oh, you've been bad. It's for your own good. It's for the planet. You'll put up with it. I tell you, Kirk Watson makes me sick. I mean, he's the quintessential little oily fat cat. One night they were doing Beyond the Beltway up here, a nationally syndicated show out of the same studios here because they were traveling. Bruce Dumont comes on after this show here on this station and others. And Watson came in and saw me and literally turned white when I was leaving. And I said, ah, Watson, I'm not going to be mean to you. Have a nice day, Watson. You're going to hell. Don't worry. I didn't say that to him. But, you know, I'm a professional guy. I just can't get up here and think about him snatching people's kids without due process and to know. You know, literally, I scan the news 4, 5, 6 hours sometimes. Sometimes I get addicted and might scan for 5, 6 hours at a time, you know, at night alone. But every day, 4 or 5 hours, you know, split up in the morning and at lunch and at night. And every day I see articles in Austin where I live where it'll say, oh, a mother arrested for child abuse. And I go, it's not going to be a mother. Five paragraphs in. In fact, I'll be sitting there at the breakfast table reading the paper, and I'll say to my wife, watch this. It says a mother put her kid in a hot tub and boiled its skin off. It's going to be a foster parent. It'll say parent arrest, because they don't want to say, they want to put the propaganda on the idea of parents. They play little semantical games, and then I'll open the next page, and I'll say, oh, I'm right. How many times have you seen me do that at the office, Paul? Where else, I mean, I know how they operate. And it'll say, oh, the foster parent. Some lazy PhD. They're always a PhD. They couldn't get a regular job. They're lazy. You know, they don't contribute to society. They just go out and they warehouse four or five kids at their house, and they make money off of them. And when they're bad, they put them in boiling water. They probably took the kid because the kid had a bruise on their leg. And now they're going to go in some boiling water. Now they're going to get their teeth pulled out. I mean, how many courts have ruled that the state can keep kids in cages? I always hear, a repairman saw the kids living in cages, but the state has ruled that the foster parent can keep the children in cages. They just can't do it more than 14 hours a day. You can go read those cases. You think I'm joking? I have the Buffalo News. Here it is. And I have the London Guardian. Same day this came out, Thursday. And it says, oh, the police can taser you to make you answer questions or to give DNA. So Art Acevedo now out at these warrantless checkpoints where they have these blank warrants signed by judges without true probable cause.
Is that a radio host
some
over there right
do
here?
Some states do without warrants, like Indiana does it with
right.
fake warrants.
I guess I'll put away my notes.
Now you roll up your sleeve and they take blood and dark
myself,
night, so, one
yeah,
of these RVs
yeah.
they have. They're just going to taser you. I remember in Miami about 4 years ago where they started tasering people who wouldn't give urine samples.
The only thing that
chaining them down and tasering them and saying, oh, yes, pain compliance. That's called torture. Legalized torture in America. And they tell you torturing people with waterboarding or raping their kids in front of them. You know, the Army's own report. The Army admits they rape kids in front of their parents, and they say that isn't torture.
That's like 95%
of the job, right?
So don't believe
me. Just Google Army report.
Yeah, right.
Abu Ghraib raping children. You'll have MSNBC, and you'll have New Yorker magazine. In fact, they don't believe me, guys. Right now, I want to read the headlines. I didn't print them. Google Army report. Children raped. And give me the MSNBC New Yorker magazine. Because I know you're cowardly, some of you out there, and you want to deny what's going on. Or maybe you're saying I'm the extremist. How dare you not want to rape children, Alex? How dare you not want the government to be kidnapping children and taking them to government rape rooms with big fat pedophiles that have their way with them? Where do you think the pedophiles go? They go become truancy officers and CPS people. You know about the Texas Youth Commission? The media focused on the cockfighting,
right?
Human cockfighting, with kids beating each other to death? No. They were pimping little kids out. That's what the Texas Rangers tried to stop. But no, they weren't allowed
your time, we're gonna have
Bruno judges making the money
the
off the pimping the kids.
At 8:15 your
you're
time,
evil.
We're gonna have
and let me tell you, I get
girl,
angry about
who,
real issues.
Same one
I haven't been
before,
guilty.
Right?
I haven't
okay.
been lobotomized.
Sorry.
I haven't had my manhood taken.
So
I haven't
on that.
Had my soul taken. I don't recognize evil. You go yell and scream about your stupid, fake manhood sports. I'll yell and scream with what my manhood was meant for, to fight tyranny.
Okay.
See how that's a false expression.
Okay.
They make you use up your manhood on fake baloney. And it'd be fine if we weren't going to hell in a handbasket to spend your time enjoying sports. I'm not saying that. When you get upset about it and cry and yell, then you're the first one to tell me I'm weird because I think this is bad. Ruling allows taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first. Actually, I Googled it. It's not the nation's first. And it says it's legally permissible for police to zap a suspect with a taser to obtain DNA samples as long as it's not done maliciously or to an excessive extent or with resulting injury. So that, so that ruling's a lie saying it doesn't injure you,
all
it doesn't
right.
hurt
first
you.
First off, we
that's
got
torture.
The Ben Jealous
that's
interview.
That's torture. Oh, you won't pee in a cup?
Which is about
I'm going to chain you down and electrocute you.
And I did my best to clean
and
it up.
And I'm the extremist because I'm saying that's wrong. I got another one here.
Clear, but
Chip
it's still
encounters
not, you know,
encourages residents to report out-of-state license plates. I've got stacks
we
of these.
I've
got like 50 of these. Newt I haven't
Gingrich
even covered 30, 40, 50. I don't
thing.
Know. A huge stack
that
of
is just under 2 minutes
and it,
long.
Again, it's always petty things. Oh, report child abuse. Oh, report out-of-state plates if your neighbor
right.
hadn't changed them. They're a scoff
next,
law. We're not able to scan and read those here locally.
Clips,
go ahead and report your neighbor. Report your neighbor for pot. Report your neighbor for this. Report your neighbor for that. Every day I see articles
where she says the U.S. would retaliate.
Realtors are in people's houses and see gun cases and call the cops on them like guns are illegal because they teach these morons that on the nightly news. Guns aren't illegal, you stupid, cowardly, chicken neck pieces of filth. Don't you understand you're going to have everything taken from you by these offshore banks because you turned into domesticated, foolish scum? Oh, I'm sick of tyranny. I want to defeat the New World Order. CHP encourages residents to report out-of-state license plates. The California Highway Patrol is out to catch cheaters. How about yourselves? The CHP is asking people to report those who drive around without out-of-state license plates. The program is called Californians Help Eliminate All the Evasive Registration Scoff Laws or Cheaters. And again, the cops could pull people over without out-of-state plates. It's about making, they always make the most basic thing illegal. or the perception of illegal. It's like when they tell cops, if you pull somebody over and they've got a road almanac, they're probably a terrorist. Or if they got a Ron Paul sticker, they're probably a terrorist. Because, see, if they can sell you to start looking when you're in people's houses. By the way, you know most carpet cleaner companies and people make more money off tattling on you than they do off cleaning your carpets. You know, most carpet cleaning companies, big ones, just lose money. The money is in the tattling and scoping your house because the company ends up getting about 20% or any fines or fees or payoffs. That's on record. And then they give a little goodie to their little spy. So while you're out of the room and the carpet cleaner's in there cleaning and the plumber's in there, he's digging around through everything you got. This country's like the Soviet Union. And again, I'm the weirdo because I don't like it. See, you got a problem. We were all taught that was the Soviet Union, that was Nazi Germany. But see, now we're being taught it's good. No, it isn't good. It's degenerate. Unbelievable. Look at all these other articles I've got. I mean, they just get more and more hardcore. More and more incredible. I mean, look at this article I didn't even get to. Obama's elite agenda, black abortion for profit. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, wrote to her financial sponsor, Clarence Gamble, the Procter & Gamble heir. We should hire three or four colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can strengthen and straighten out the idea if it ever occurs to any of the more rebellious members, speaking about teaching them to have abortions. Speaking before the Rockefeller-sponsored Planned Parenthood Action Fund banquet, July 17, 2007, candidate Barack Obama made his public announcement that his first act as president would be signing the FOCA Freedom of Choice Act. The Freedom of Choice Act amounts to a deregulation of the abortion industry and provides free, federally funded abortions on demand where 10-year-olds don't have to tell their parents in the public schools. Got to get a permission slip to go to the zoo with the school, but not to be injected or not to have your baby ripped out of you. Obama is then color minister with social service background and engaging personality, Sanger envisioned. It goes on. I'm out of time. Sorry I didn't get to all your other calls. Be back live during the week. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Get out there and warn everybody you know. Get the Obama deception and endgame out to everybody and never give up. Get your humanity back. Yeah!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.